I want to go back in time to 1988. This song, Orinoco Flow, became an unbelievably enormous hit and was played everywhere all the time and made Enya a household name. Since then, Enya has been a global pop star, really unlike any other, with major albums every few years. She's not quite a J.D. Salinger recluse, but she really does avoid the limelight and the media, social and otherwise. She doesn't tour and does most of her writing and recording at home in a little corner of Ireland. And she's worked with the same lyricist and producer, a married couple named Nikki and Roma Ryan, for her entire solo career. So when I heard she was making a trip to the States, which she rarely does, I was excited to get the chance to talk to her. And I was actually surprised to learn that Enya is her real name, or a version of it.
My name is Enya Nivrinan.
Did you grow up speaking Gaelic?
Of course.
Yeah?
It was my first language and still is my first language.
Really? Do you feel as though you speak it better than you do English?
I would.
Huh.
I would.
Huh.
Definitely, because all my schooling was in Gaelic.
I read that this album, which is astonishingly beautiful, was inspired by a place called Sark Island, as in Cutty Sark. Where is and what is Sark?
Sark Island is one of the islands, Channel Islands, off the coast of England.
Down near France.
Yes. Yeah. And this island in particular, Roma, had written a poem about Sark Island. The story about Sark Island is that it's the first island to be designated a dark sky area.
Meaning a place where there's almost no light pollution.
Yeah, they protect it. There's only 600 people that live on this island.
Right.
They never had cars.
Right, still don't.
And no, the only means to get to the island is by boat. But I've not been.
Really?
I've met a lot of people who have been.
Yeah.
And they describe it as if you go outside, you know, on a clear night looking at stars, there are certain landmarks that we would look for.
Uh-huh.
It's impossible to see the landmarks.
Because there are so many stars,
the vastness.
No Big Dipper is visible. That's
no.
Amazing. And so your lyricist, Roma Ryan, found out about it, visited, decided to write a poem?
She wrote this beautiful poem, and it was a lovely inspiration for me because I love the sea. I love stars. I've been brought up in Donegal on the Atlantic coast. There wasn't a lot of light pollution. So when she told me the story, I could relate to it so much, and so much so that it was the inspiration for the first song I wrote.
Lyrics are so full of yearning about the landscape and the ocean. Yearning seems like a basic part of your music.
I'd say, yeah, it's a part of the music. Can be very visual, so it's
uh-huh.
something that you tend to use when you're describing, you know, what you're imagining for the inspirations
right.
for the songs.
Right. And speaking of being very visual, when you guys, the Ryans over there, and you began doing music, the notion was that, oh, we can get film score work, right?
Well, what happened was I had started working with Nikki and Roma with working with a TV. It was a TV series for the BBC on the Celts.
In the 80s, it was a documentary.
Yes, it was, on the Celts. And we wrote all the music for all six episodes.
Right.
And it entailed writing about the past Celts, the present Celts. What are the future Celts? Yeah, You know, so it was quite diverse, the challenge musically. So it was very interesting. So I'd started off with soundtrack first, and then it was with Watermark. That was my first solo album.
Right.
So it was kind of interesting to have been signed to a record company on the basis of working on soundtrack.
A TV show?
Yeah.
So you had grown up in a musical family.
Yes. My mom, a music teacher, and my dad was singing in a show band.
In a little town in Ireland? Yeah,
they used to tour.
Yeah?
No, they'd tour around Ireland. They'd go as far as Glasgow and to some cities in England. Uh-huh. So when I was growing up, my dad would be touring. But they gave me such a great love, and to the whole family, of music.
Right. And then you joined a band with your older siblings and your uncles called Clannad, which is credited with really popularizing Celtic music to the rest of the world for the first time.
I played piano keyboards, yes, and sung vocally, yeah. But I was about to go to college to study music further because I had a great love of music, studied it as a subject, and that's what I sort of thought that I was.
When did you join the family band?
It was in 1980. I just left school.
So you were a kid. So you meet Roma and Nikki. He's managing the band. And now, 30-odd years later, he is still your producer and Roma is still your lyricist. Back then, how did you know that these were people you wanted to collaborate with for the rest of your life?
It's to do with what we spoke about musically. At the time, because I was working with the Celts, it was just melodies I was writing.
Right.
So there was only one song that needed lyrics. And Roma had been there from the beginning when I wrote the melody. I was performing the song and she sort of said, can I write down a few ideas I have for a lyric? That was the beginning of her writing lyrics. And on talking to Nikki about musical ideas that fascinated me, and one of them was to use my voice as an instrument. And this is where he said, I want to layer the voice so many times.
Right.
And don't question. Just go in, sing again the same part till I ask you to do a harmony. We do a harmony. And so that was the beginning of the sound as such, the wall of voice. One red balloon floats to the moon. Just let it fly away. Oh, I only know that I'm longing to go back to my lazy days.
That is overdubbing?
Yeah, that's me singing Lifetime over and over, yeah.
Like how many times?
There are so many. I could sing so many hundreds of times.
Really? And you were, and those are all layered on a given album or recording?
Yes.
Let's listen to another track from the new album. This is called The Humming.
The earliest sound of the universe was a humming sound.
We know that?
It wasn't audible.
Yeah.
But what scientists did was they took the information, they compressed it, and what came out was this humming sound.
For instance, in that, that's 30 of you, 50 of you?
Easily. Huh. You know, you're talking about seven-part harmony just for the backing vocals. There's so many layers that you can do. On some of the songs, there's only like four parts, but I've sung maybe the part, each part, say about 20 times. You know, so each time you layer, but then we think, no, the high vocals, we don't need it. Or sometimes on a song, we have recorded, say, 100 voices, we listen back to it, it doesn't suit. So we're very quick to erase because it's all I think that's why 3 years in the making of an album is because we need to listen very carefully.
Right.
That it suits the song. It's not for the sake of.
So really, so you'll record dozens of tracks with yourself essentially, and then decide, nah, that doesn't work, and toss that out.
Absolutely, it's more important to what the song is about, not about the work that goes into
it. And you would never be tempted to say, okay, I'll do it four times and you can just use your digital magic to make it sound 100?
We are very much analog, sort of. We have digital sort of equipment, but with an analog brain. So Nicky, in the earlier days, just toured with a lot of bands, and he feels that musically, in the studio, it's like a recital. You've got to record and sing everything.
Like the recording industry used to do it.
Yeah, that's the way he feels. Uh-huh. It's the only way that it's possible to get that emotional feeling on an album.
You think? I mean, it's a wonderful way to work if it makes you all feel good, but you don't think that the same sound could be got by...
No, because each voice is very different, slightly different, yeah. Can't be the same.
You also sang on the score for The Lord of the Rings, which was somebody's perfect idea for casting, hiring. Had you been a fan of those books?
Mm-hmm. I had read them when I was a teenager quite a few times. And when I heard there was a film with especially Peter Jackson, because I'd seen some of his earlier work, a great vision. So it was so wonderful to have been asked to basically fly out to New Zealand to have a private viewing. The inspiration, I have to say, was there from viewing his work.
Uh-huh.
I thought he captured the books so well.
I agree. The Hobbit, different story. But the Lord of the Rings movies were lovely. And Tolkienishly, I read, you have a castle. You live in a castle part-time.
Yes, I do.
What's that like?
It's 1840.
Oh, so a new castle.
Victorian.
Yes.
And it's overlooking the Irish Sea. And it's the vastness of sort of the forest around the area and then overlooking beautiful Cliny Beach to the Wicklow Mountains. It's quite spectacular.
That's where Enya should live. So I have been looking over at your collaborators, Nicky and Roma Ryan, there in the control room all this time. May I invite them in here to see if they agree with what you've said? A few minutes?
If you want to,
please.
Yeah.
Come on in. You wouldn't mind sitting. Nicky and Roma Ryan, hello. Welcome into the studio.
Thank you.
So do you live nearby each other?
Yes.
Do you see each other, every day?
Yep. Enya lives 5 minutes from us up on top of Killiney Hill.
Uh-huh. The studio is on their grounds. Uh-huh. So I would leave every day to, if we're working on an album, I'd go to the studio.
And then these days, when a song begins, and you have an idea, Roma, you have an idea, there's a germ, there's a lyric, there's a... How does it happen?
Well, really, it starts with Enya and the melody, because the melody really is the most important cornerstone for us. After that, Nicky and Enya will get together. They'll work on it. I only come in at a certain point. It's a tricky one, because if there are no lyrics on it, Enya will be humming or, just making sounds, and... Then
we get used to the vocal sounds.
So used to it.
Uh-huh.
But so by the time the lyric comes on, I think you have difficulty with it, don't you? You always have difficulty with it.
Because it was abstract and perfect before those damn words
got
in.
Yes, exactly.
There.
Kind of, yes. Yeah.
I'm thinking one way, Ian's thinking another, Nicky's thinking another. It's a collaboration. It comes from various different angles.
Yeah. Well, the idea of all artistic and creative collaborations fascinates me. I mean, one so close as this and so long-lasting is rare. Do you feel like
it's rare,
it works because you work at it, or you're just lucky people, or you're just easygoing folks? Why has it worked so well?
I wouldn't say I'm easygoing. I'm the triumvirate.
Yeah.
and probably the hardest to please.
Does the triumvirate agree with that? I think the wife does.
Come on.
Phil, because it's 3 years in the making of an album, yeah. That's why it takes 3 years, because it's the three of us have
such
our
a
opinions.
Bastard, is that
yeah, we have our opinions.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's on listening that decides.
Yeah.
That's really, no matter what we say, it's because you've 3 years and you're listening. And if you worked on a song, say, for a month and you leave it aside for, say, 2 months, you come back to that first song, you can be a critic for a short time again.
Uh-huh,
because
for sure.
And then you listen to it and you're going, this is so wrong. So in that regard, that's where it's important to us to have the time.
So are you the boss, Enya?
No.
No,
it's a democracy.
No. It's all...
Really?
Yeah.
Like hell, it's a democracy. It's not really. I mean, we have our moments. Tempers fray once in a while. Mine, I mean, my temper's fray.
Well, somebody says that.
But Roma is the great mediatrix here, where we give her a shout and say, come over and let's settle this, whatever it is. The music, Enya's so right. It's great to stop for a while on a particular piece. You can get buried in it and you can become consumed by it. And it's great to just move on to something else. Then go back and then you start really hearing it, you know.
Nikki and Roma, Ryan and Enya, it has been such a pleasure to talk to you all. And thank you for agreeing to pack into this little room and and chat for a while. Thanks.
Thank
you.
You're
very welcome. Thank you
so much.
Enya's new album, Dark Sky Island, is out now.